Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Dave, this is my partner Darren. How you been, Darren?
Good.
We've got a follow-up to a story we gave you last time we did a podcast about those lobsters in Maine.
At the Lobster Pound?
I forgot that was the name.
Adopt a lobster, and then consume it.
Yes. We do have a follow up to that. That story took a pretty predictable turn. Nothing cool can stay. You know what I'm saying, Pony Boy? Also, as we hit the button here on putting this podcast up in the air, we got breaking news. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby's going to prison.
He is.
What do they say? 3 to 5 years he has to go to prison now. Sentenced. 3 to 10 years. 3 to 10 years he's been sentenced.
They can't make up their mind?
Well, he's 81. So, yeah, they're saying that he's been sentenced now to 3 to 10 years in the state pen. He's been deemed a sexually violent predator by the judge, sentenced to 3 to 10 years
no
in prison.
No pudding pops for you.
I know, right? Let me ask you this, because he was...
Turn that stick into a weapon, couldn't you?
It was...
All of a sudden, your pudding pop is a shiv.
His prison jumpsuit is going to be designed by Gordon Gartrell. Denise! Let me ask you this, because this is the craziness. Like, just we live in crazy times. Bill Cosby was the biggest celebrity on planet Earth not that long ago. And now he's going to prison for rape for a couple of years. And the way the world works now, this is like the sixth or seventh biggest story.
Oh, yeah.
This would be, under any other circumstances,
slow news
this would
day.
Be all that we would talk about. Let me ask you this. Who is America's favorite TV dad nowadays? Is that even a job anymore?
Well, I don't think it's Tim Allen.
Well, he's coming back.
Because it never was Tim Allen.
Oh, good call. He is the worst.
Let's see.
Who is, and feel free to chime in on the Harrington's Pub text line here, 470-23-NACHO.
Who plays a dad?
The only thing I can think is Phil Dunphy from Modern
Phil
Family.
Phil Dunphy.
Right?
Okay.
But is that America's TV dad? Like, that
now,
used
they're
going to
kill somebody off this year.
That's the rumor. This is the last season there's going to be a major death on the show. My guess is it's going to be Al Bundy's going to die on the show, right? And then Gloria will be there at the funeral, at the coffin, standing next to it.
I would imagine that Gloria is lobbying for that to happen.
Right.
It's time, isn't it? How many years do I have to give this old man?
Well, who else would you kill on that show?
I would think the most expendable characters on that well, they're all pretty expendable for the most part.
Yeah.
Don't do anything
to my Julie Bowen. I'm a fan.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to kill off the big gay guy. They could kill off the little redheaded gay guy, and I don't know that anyone would miss him.
No.
I think you could get away with that.
If anyone goes,
you could end up killing off their kid. She doesn't bring a whole lot to the show, but you're not going to kill a kid off.
No.
Who does that sort of thing?
That's the last episode? We're going to Lily's funeral?
Yeah.
How is Lily the only character whose name I can remember? Is it Jay? Is that Al Bundy's character?
Yes.
Okay, so there's Jay. There's Lily. Manny, of course. Is Lloyd the smart kid that was a dumb kid?
What?
Lloyd. Is there a kid named Lloyd on the show?
He's a secondary character.
Well, you wouldn't kill Lloyd.
I guess you could.
Who's the one? Who's the teenager with the big boobs? What's her name? Ariel Winter in real life. I can't think of the character's name. The big boobed one.
Enormous.
Yeah, I mean, she has had reduction surgery, which I say fantastic. Do what makes you comfortable in your own skin, darling. Is this feeling
something real? So I saw this, speaking of television.
Yes.
Although I don't think we've answered our question as to America's favorite...
Who is currently the favorite TV dad, America's favorite TV dad right now?
I guess we could go with him.
I don't know that they're... Phil Dunphy, but that's like a reluctant answer. I mean, it used to be that was what was on the TV guide. Here's so-and-so, America's favorite dad.
Not Robert Young.
Well, I think he was the first one to kind of hold the crown, really.
So I saw this on television the other day, and I don't know if I got this right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was a commercial for Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Have you seen this commercial, the new where it's taking place in an office? Of course it is, in a cubicle area. Mm-hmm. And some guy picks up a coconut.
Uh-huh.
The coconut is ringing like a phone.
Yeah, and the guy goes, hello there.
Hello there!
Yeah, we played that like months ago on the show.
We did?
Yeah. And I said, what is this? And you go, oh, everybody's had the idea. It's not that big of a deal. I played you this audio months ago here on the podcast.
I wish I had paid attention.
Somebody back me up. We have covered this. I played this for you because I was going out of my mind. I couldn't believe it. And you're like, I don't see what the big deal is. People say hello there on the phone.
I think it's an enormous deal.
Well, you didn't when I presented to you 5 months ago. Well,
that was... I was wrong.
Somebody help me out. We have talked about this, right? And your attitude is like, whatever.
Well, that's an awful attitude.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what I was feeling at the time as well.
I played it for you, and you just were like, I don't see why you want to make everything a big deal, Dave.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Everything's a big deal?
That was how you made me feel.
What an awful person.
You didn't listen to me at all. It was like you just were annoyed to even be in a room with me.
I need to show more empathy.
I don't think it would kill you. Why can't you be more like the fat gay on the show? Okay, Eric Stone Street is the actor's name. What are their names? The gay guys on the show.
How do you know all these actors' names?
I don't know. I don't know how I know things. This is that 85th percentile stuff.
Okay.
Although, now I'm struggling to come up with Al Bundy's real name. Don't anybody tell me.
It is. It's Jay.
Jay is the... No, but what's the actor's name? The real actor's name. Al Bundy's real name.
Ed O'Neill.
Oh, I asked you not to tell me.
I thought... I'm just trying to help the show out in some way, shape, or form, because apparently in the past I have not.
You've been a real burden. Sonic has been purchased by Arby's. Your thoughts?
Will that change anything?
When's the last time you went to Sonic?
Within the year.
Really? I didn't realize Buffalo Wild Wings and Arby's were owned by the same company.
I haven't been to Buffalo Wild Wings in quite some time. I don't know. I've never been to the one here in town. The only time I was ever to the one here in town is when they... paid us to go there.
Really?
Yes. I've never been there on my own.
You had a remote at Buffalo Wild Wings?
We had a remote at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
You and me?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think so. Yeah, we did.
Now, see, that's a little sketchy for me.
Is this something you cannot confirm?
What?
That we had a remote at Buffalo Wild Wings?
I seem to remember we may have now. Because I remember being pissed off that somebody's jersey was on the wall.
There you go.
Yeah, am I wrong about that?
No, you're not.
I'm remembering that correctly.
Yes.
Like, what is this garbage?
We weren't in there spending our own money.
No, that's true. Although I do go to Buffalo Wild Wings every once in a while. The family enjoys it, and I do as well. It's not the worst place to go. You know?
Not like the commercials.
In a pinch. You know, I'll head there. I've got five things. In fact, these are the top five things. That Sonic thing was not a big deal.
Did I tell you that I got pulled over by the cops with my parents in the car?
You did, and your dad didn't understand it. I got pulled over last night.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What were you pulled?
I rolled through a stop sign.
I rolled the car four times.
I rolled through a stop sign, and the cop pulls me over. Luckily, I had my defense attorney, who's nine, in the back seat, who wanted to explain in great detail how... Let us go on
now,
our way.
See, that shocks me, because I would think that Owen would be like, throw the book at this bum.
No, he was. It was fine. It wasn't. He didn't call me a bum. It all worked out.
Set an example for me, officer, please.
Well, we're coming home from soccer, and can you believe how... I don't know that the sign was there. I sure didn't see
the sign.
What do
you mean the sign wasn't there?
I don't know, he was doing his best for me. That was pretty cool.
But yeah, was he excited to tell the rest of the family when he got home?
Oh, yeah. That, thrilled hey, to say on the way home from soccer.
Hey, get a load of this guy.
Exactly. You want to do the top five things?
Why don't you cool it with a car there, Dillinger?
What happened? Why did we get pulled over again?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're located at a brand new location, as a matter of fact, Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, starting at just $350, and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock, and then they're also open on Saturday starting at 10 as well. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Now, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive with a purchase a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, they're locally owned and operated at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast, if you'd like to reach out to us, and we hope that you will.
Yes, reach out and touch us respectfully.
Use the within reason.
With a modicum of eroticum.
A
whiff of suggestion?
Maybe more than a whiff. Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where there's live music every Thursday night. There'll be live music this Thursday with Craig Smith, $3 Miller, and Coors Bottles as well at Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak, but so much more.
Mm, yes.
Including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. They use the freshest cut deli meats and cheeses, and you can taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Food! All right.
Hey, before we get into the top five things, can we cover the cover five?
Football. Catch the fever.
I didn't do that fantastic, but apparently no one else did either. I mean, I made a nice jump with not a bunch of points.
I scored 49 points week three.
Oh, my God. You had to be like the champ.
No.
Were you number one in the week?
I'll tell you who. Well, let's as we like to do here at this point in the week, let's recognize the league leaders. Mac Attack is in first place, 94 points. Second place is Outhouse to Penthouse. Then we've got Nickel in third place. Bibster Promotions at number four. And Ron Morse is in fifth place with 46 points. That's out of 170 of us that are playing. I am currently in 13th place. Where did I see you're at? 20-something?
29th.
29th place.
So this Outhouse to Penthouse,
yeah,
is that some sort of reference of taking a magazine to the toilet?
I don't like to think too much about what you people name your teams, because half the teams are direct shots at me, so there's that.
But no shots at you in the top five.
Well, that I'm aware of. 49 points, yeah. I told you to take Buffalo. Why don't people listen to me? I said take Buffalo. The Pittsburgh Buccaneers game ended up being just a push, so that was silly.
Waste of time.
Yeah, well, 0 points is better than negative one, I think you'll find, in the old cover five. So week four begins here.
All right, congrats, Mac Attack.
Yeah.
For the time being?
For now.
Number one.
America's first robot sex brothel set to open up in the Houston area, and people down there are not happy. Seems odd that you would open up the sex brothel in the Deep South.
So it's a country sex brothel.
Yeehaw! The first robot sex brothel will open up in Houston later this month. It's prompting a massive backlash from residents and activists who say it'll ruin the neighborhood. Had a fine neighborhood until they put in that robot whorehouse.
Have your robot sit next to you on a bale of hay.
This company is going to open up this robot whorehouse. Let me ask you this. What do you think, how much do you think it costs to have a robot whore at the robot sex house there in Houston? Well, how much do you think it would cost for a half an hour, yeah. A half an hour with a robot prostitute down there in Texas.
$200.
It's $60 for a half an hour alone.
That's not bad.
Honestly.
That's essentially what you'd pay for a massage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you want that kind of massage, it's more than $60 usually, unless you're like way out on the interstate.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Think about
it. I've heard. I don't know.
What about this?
Hmm.
What about sex robot hay rack rides? It's that time of season. It's just a bunch of dudes just riding around a hay rack female.
You take the robot with you on the hay rack,
yes,
ride, and then you get lucky?
Yes.
So it's like it begins with a date. You go, yes, on a hay rack ride. Maybe have some hot apple cider.
That's right.
And then you are hot in cider.
Nice. Nicely done.
It writes itself. So you just take your robot.
So you can have the robots. You can have the robots that play haunting you as well, mm-hmm, although mm-hmm. I guess not every hay rack is haunted.
Yeah, well, if somebody gets turned on by jack-o'-lanterns, it sounds like a great idea. Jack-o'-lanterns and
I'm just saying
sex
it's
dolls.
That time of season.
Oh, no,
it's hay rack season. It's hay rack ride season.
Well, let me ask you this. What about a haunted brothel where the sex robots look like monsters?
And then afterwards...
Like, it's like, boo, just kidding, let me blow you. Or whatever they do.
After they frighten you.
Yeah.
After you're frightened.
Oh, I got such a fright.
Then off to the brothel.
Let's go have sex, robot. Makes all the sense in the world. Yeah, they want to open this place up. City officials say they're not aware the business is opening up. And the Houston Public Works says they don't have an address as to where it'll be located. But there are concerns that this thing is going to open up in Houston sometime later this month.
Yeehaw.
$60 gets you a half hour alone with a robot sex doll.
Sounds like a relatively fair price.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you need the whole half an hour? Like,
depends how good the robots are.
I'm guessing, like, if you're done in like 10 minutes, do you just sit there with the robot and think about where your life went horribly wrong?
Are you allowed at that point to like use the robot for other things? Like, would you help me?
The robot's doing my taxes.
Would you help me rotate these tires? Can I use your port to charge my phone?
Two.
Mr. Speaker, I'm paying for this microphone.
Do you have some sort of like blender? Attachments,
right?
That we could have a couple margaritas. I could have a couple margaritas. I suppose you're not interested.
You know, I just got done rogering this robot roundly.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind maybe taking the edge off with some mixed drinks, maybe some spiced apple cider from the hay rack ride. I like what you're doing there. I like how you make it seasonal. So then, would it be like sleigh rides for Christmas with your sex robot doll?
Well, she could. You could probably turn the robot into a sleigh. Your sleigh lay.
Well, they're not transforming robots.
Your sleigh lay. Why can't they transform?
It's not Optimus Prime you're having sex with. It's just a robot doll, right? And they say, this is the thing I don't understand. They're saying robots. I think they just mean sex dolls. Like, the things don't move, do they?
Oh, I think they have to if you're going to call it a robot.
Right, because otherwise you're just talking about an inflatable
doll you could pop.
This is just, will you be my girl Sally all over again? This isn't new. When you're saying sex robot, my expectation is...
It talks!
We can have sex, and then I can be like...
If you want
what's
it.
What's R2-D2 really like? Now that we're done,
pillow talk with the
robot,
huh? Well,
you know, look, I'm not a heartless person.
Do you know C-3PO?
Number two on our top five things.
Not every robot knows every other robot.
That's
I hate that question.
That's robotist. Man admits to using his dead neighbor's debit card to buy $7,000 worth of pizza.
I can see it. That's how Dr. White Trash would have wanted it.
Marie Colon. Neighbors remember seeing her sometime in January of 2015.
Debit card.
Mm-hmm. A debit card. Yes.
And people just have $7,000 sitting in their banking account.
This happened in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and
that's very fortunate.
It was January 2015 before anyone saw her. The last time anyone saw her, cops found their way into her apartment in October of last year, and they found the 68-year-old's remains. Now, she wasn't married; she had no children, and no one noticed that she had died 2 years earlier. No one except for Robert Sharkey. Ah, yes, this is Sharky's way.
Sharky's machine.
Sharky is accused of breaking into her home, stealing her bank cards, and then using them to buy food and pay his bills. He also failed to report her death, preventing her burial.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, he says he bought, he stole some batteries, he stole a coffee mug, he took about $65 worth of cash and her debit card. And he used it to buy $7,800 worth of Domino's pizza. I guess why wouldn't you? Just keep using it because if you take the debit card to, I don't know, whatever the English equivalent is of Best Buy to get yourself like a flat screen TV, you don't know how much money's in that debit card.
No.
But if you just keep...
It's just small
right.
purchases.
And I wonder if since it's over there in Belfast, maybe... She had like some sort of direct deposit from the government that would just go into her checking account.
There's no good local Irish pizza?
That is disappointing. That is disappointing that in Northern Ireland, the best thing can do for pizza is Domino's, right? That I'm glad you pointed that out. Because, although...
No one's making a go of it with Irish pizza?
I will say this. We're not a people known for our cuisine. Number three.
Let me mention, before we get to number three, that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg.
Stealing from the dead, we're excellent at, not pizza.
Coming up on Thursday, the 27th, it's the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career, including interviews with friends, including Chevy Chase, Lorne Michaels, Lorraine Newman, Paul Schaefer, and Martin Short. Tickets are just $5. Coming on November 2nd. Here's a new show that's being been announced. Country star Lori Morgan will be at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets are on sale now.
Isn't that the one that was married to Alan Thicke? I'm pretty sure.
No. There was no a country star married to Alan Thicke?
You want to bet me on this?
Now, this one's been married like six or seven times. Lori Morgan has kind of made her way through.
But Alan Thicke was one of them.
No, Alan Thicke was not one of them. I don't know that Alan Thicke was ever married to a country star of any kind. Are you thinking about his kid, Robin Thicke?
No, I know he's not married to his son. You know I know how families work.
Do you think that Alan Thicke was married to his own son?
No, that would be weird if that were the case.
And his own son is not a country star.
No, not an anything star these days. Happy one-hit wonder day, everybody.
Anyway, Lori Morgan, she's going to be there on Friday, November 2nd. Tickets are already available.
Mm-hmm.
They go for $45.
I'm thinking of Gloria Loring. Gloria Loring is not Lori Morgan.
No.
But they're kind of the inverse of each other. Do you see how I could make that mistake? Gloria Loring and Lori Glorin. It's palindromes, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
I was thinking of Gloria Loring, and you're saying it's Lori Gloria? What the hell's her name?
Lori Morgan.
Okay, well, I maintain this isn't the dumbest thing I've said.
She comes from, like, country royalty.
Lori Morgan does?
Yes.
Good for her. She's married to...
She was married to...
Clint Black.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm certain of this one.
No. No, I believe she was married to Sammy Kershaw.
That makes more sense.
Not Doug Kershaw. Not the Cajun. She'll be there on November 2nd.
Well, who's married to Clint Black? Lisa Hartman.
Lisa Hartman Black.
Lisa Hartman Black? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
All right. Why can't I think?
All people's real names, not their characters.
Now, I just got to think of who the gay guys are in Modern Family, and then my brain will be back to where it belongs.
Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, The Ghost Army, documentary, question and answer, and book signing, and with producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. That's happening on October 11th.
Fun fact, Alan Thick is now a general in the Ghost Army. Too soon?
That's rough. The Ghost Army happening on October 11th. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And the podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Do it today. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week.
Lisa Hartman Black was Tabitha in the Tabitha spinoff show, or the Bewitched spinoff show.
Yes.
They had her as a grown-up Tabitha. That seems like that would have been in your wheelhouse.
Not for long, they didn't.
Was that just like a, just for a little bit?
I don't think it was anything that was on like for 10 seasons or anything.
Number three.
Remember when they had like the Bad News Bears as a TV show?
No.
That was on one summer. I loved that show. And I think Breaking Away was a TV show too. They were both on Saturday nights on
CBS. Are you
CBS.
Confusing Breaking Away with the... Bad News Bears Breaking Training?
No, these were different things. And I'm certain they were both on CBS on Saturday nights after The Muppet Show, which was on at like 6:30. I spent a lot of time watching TV on Saturday nights when I was a kid and as an adult. I'm very lonely.
I don't see where you have time to watch all these TV shows when you're out there running the stop signs.
When is Gloria Loring and Lori Morgan, when are they going to get together in some sort of super group? Glorg or whatever they should call it, I think. It'd be great. Like a traveling Wilburys. Get Lisa Hartman Black involved.
To reform Cream?
Oh, there you go. Now you're talking. There you go. Lisa Hartman was on Knott's Landing as well, I guess. That's probably where most people know her from.
As opposed to Tabitha, the teenage witch?
Yeah, who was the one that was married to the possum?
George Jones?
Yes. Tammy Wynette? They were married for a time, weren't they?
I think they just sang together.
They weren't married?
I don't think so.
I don't know much about country music.
Or relationships. You're like a matchmaker trying to put everybody together, including, for some strange reason, Alan Thicke and his own son. What are you doing?
You know, it's almost October, and I know you know what that means.
Is anybody out there? I suppose there is.
Mm, yes.
People whose full-time job,
yeah,
that's quite lucrative,
yeah,
as a matchmaker.
Yeah, of course. It is lucrative.
In this day and age of Tinder, sure, and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
You can't trust the technology.
I wouldn't.
No thanks. Yeah, if I were through some...
Is there a matchmaker in the Quad Cities?
I'm sure there is. I'm certain there is.
Hmm.
Keep me out of it. Number three, it's...
Bet it's more expensive than $60 for half an hour.
It's not... Yeah, no. You'd be much better off having...
Those are sex robot prices, not matchmaker prices.
A sex robot would be a better deal for you, yes. It's almost October, and you know what that means. Christmas music is coming any day now. William Shatner announcing he will release his first ever Christmas album, Shatner Claus.
The Monkees have a new Christmas record coming out.
Now, I was thinking about the Monkees the other day. What business do they have putting out a Christmas record without Davy Jones being around?
Well, they're using some of his... apparently, he put out a Christmas record on his own years ago that went, for the most part, ignored.
Well, yeah, because who's buying solo stuff from Davy Jones? You had to be locked up for even looking for that at the record store. Do you have any Davy Jones solo stuff?
Christmas records?
Circa 1999? You had to be locked up for asking such a question.
Listen, they've got people from XTC working on it again.
With the Monkees?
Weezer and such.
Well, that might not be bad. That might not be bad, now that you say it like that. The first release from the album is Jingle Bells, which is William Shatner doing it alongside spoken word superstar Henry Rollins. So Shatner and Rollins are kind of doing a duet on Jingle Bells. Are you intrigued?
Is this something you'll be playing on Christmas Eve?
Maybe. Yeah.
Or maybe after hearing this, we'll all decide to call off Christmas this year.
Also on the album, Judy Collins, Billy Gibbons, Brad Paisley, and Iggy Pop. I don't know. I don't hate the idea. The more I think about it, you know, I read this at first, I thought how ridiculous. Now I think.
I wonder.
It's not Christmas without Shatner.
I wonder if that Peyton Manning is aware of the fact that Brad Paisley is stepping out on him.
Is Brad Paisley the fellow in the commercials doing the jingles with him? That's who Brad Paisley is? Now, he's married to Kimberly Williams.
Who's Kimberly Williams?
That's Brad Paisley's
wife.
Yes. She was a movie star in Father of the Bride. She was the bride.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. Just because I've gotten everything.
What was her name in that movie?
I've never seen it. Why would I see Father of the Bride? I'm a grown man. I just know hot chicks in movies. I don't watch these movies. It's a romantic comedy. No thanks. Not my thing.
She get naked in that movie?
I'm guessing that in the Steve Martin family film, Father of the Bride, Kimberly Williams, whoever her name is, doesn't get her clock
cleaned. It just sounds to me like the only people that you know of are people that might appear on Mr. Skin.
Actually, Father of the Bride is the story of Alan Thicke marrying his own son, Robin. He's confused because he gave his son a woman's name, and he thinks,
oh, Robin, you could be fantastic for me. I like him young.
Alan Thicke was cool to us. Why am I taking so many shots down Thicke? He couldn't have been nicer to us.
I have no idea.
Who do I think I am?
Number four.
Number four. We do have a follow-up.
Leader in the Ghost Army?
Well, he's a general.
General.
Well, you know, Mike, your mother and I have been talking.
Officials.
Now, Alan Thicke didn't need to die, did he?
Well, not to save our sins or anything. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he had like an untied...
He wasn't crucified so that the gates of heaven would open up. He just died of like a heart attack or something, right?
That's what I mean. A heart attack could have been prevented.
Alan Thicke, yeah.
It's...
Right.
He could have been saved, is all I'm saying.
Had he had
the right equipment, perhaps...
You know, he was a doctor on that show.
He was a psychiatrist.
Still a doctor.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or was he a psychologist? Not a doctor.
Alan Thicke was married to Gloria Loring.
Wait a minute. Why are we back to Gloria Loring?
To 1984. They had two sons, Brennan and Robin. And then he was dating that Christy Swanson, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
So when he's doing Growing Pains, he's dating a chick that's younger than the kids on that show. They got engaged. He was 42. She was 17.
Oh, brother. That doesn't sound legal.
His second wife was Miss World, 1990s Gina Tolson. Then they got divorced in 1999. Then he married another model, and they were married until he died in 2016.
I don't think it had to happen.
He was playing hockey.
Well, there you go.
When he had a grabber.
There you go.
Yeah.
Overage hockey.
Well, I got a young wife. I needed to play hockey. I'm virile. Your mother and I, Mike, I'm talking about it.
I can't wait for all the texts telling me how terrible my Alan Thicke is. You know what? I'm trying. State regulators in Maine have put a halt to the idea of blowing marijuana smoke in with the lobsters. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, at least for now.
Again, still sounded just like a ploy for people in the kitchen to smoke pot.
State regulators are saying, for now, we need you to cool the brakes on this. Pump the brakes on this. Cool the jets. Pump the brakes. They had been getting their lobsters
cool
high.
Cool the pumps?
Cool. Well, pumps can get hot. You don't want a hot pump. It's the last thing you want.
I think we got a hot pump here. Room 6. Sex robot.
The woman who owns the lobster pound now says she's changing her procedure after a technicality under the Maine Medical Use Program and a remark from the health department. Yeah, I don't know that
I
want
you... Why don't you keep your remarks to yourself?
The state is looking as to whether the medical marijuana is being used appropriately. Yeah, we can't have you just...
And deliciously.
She would put the lobster in a box with a few inches of water. Marijuana smoke was then blown into the box. She claimed the lobster was calmer for the next 3 weeks. Wait a minute.
I don't think that's the case.
What kind of butt are you on that you're high for 3 weeks? She says she released one of the high lobsters back into the ocean.
And it never came back?
Well, now that lobster's just going to... That lobster's just going to tell...
That lobster's going to drown!
Or it's going to tell all the other lobsters they need to come out of the water. Guys, you won't believe it up there. You know how we've been afraid of getting caught? Actually, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, getting caught was the best thing that ever happened to me. Say the word ocean. Say it, man.
Was it ocean. Mary Tyler Moore who used to purchase lobsters and then release them back into the ocean?
Oh, that sounds like something she'd do.
Who was she married to?
She was married to Grant Tinker.
Good for you.
Come on now.
Number five.
Number five. I love this story. There were some bananas that were already getting ripe, so they decided to donate the bananas.
Sure.
To the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Basically, these bananas are
here,
ripe.
Here, Bill Cosby. Have a banana.
He's going to Pennsylvania prison. He's going to the Pennsylvania pokey.
Yeah, the pen pen.
How about that? The Penn State pen. Wonder if he'll be in the same... I bet
they're done bragging about him at Temple, aren't they?
Do you think him and Sandusky will be roommates? Cellmates?
Well, I guess he's in Pennsylvania. Well, he was. That's where he was caught.
Yeah. You think Cosby and Sandusky are in a cell together?
Some sort of new reality show?
Oh, now that's like...
It's making it.
Robert Culp is spinning in his grave.
That's another one who didn't have to die.
Robert Culp was an old man.
All right, I'll give you that. Who was he married to?
Was he married to someone famous? Robert Culp? I'm going to guess. What's her name? The hot blonde from all the movies. Carol. Not Diane Carroll. Is there another Carol? Who am I thinking of?
Oh, you're thinking of, yes. Who are you thinking of? The one that was always at the Lakers games.
Yes! Yes, the one sitting by Nicholson. Not Diane Carroll, but something Carol. Not Carol Burnett.
Not Carol Carroll.
No, can you imagine?
Well, there was a Glenn Glenn.
Yeah, there was indeed. So these bananas are about to go bad. They're already ripe. So they donate all these boxes to the state prison. 2 pallets of bananas donated because they were already ripe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the boxes, according to an official there at the Department of Criminal Justice, felt a little different from the others. So they opened it up, and they find under a bundle of bananas, there was a different bundle. It was a white powdery substance. They notified the port authorities, and by the time it was all said and done, there was almost $18 million of cocaine in with the bananas. Somebody messed up real good. So this coke had made it from wherever it was shipped from to the States.
Yes.
And then somebody didn't get the coke out of the banana boxes like they were supposed to. And now the cocaine got donated to the...
But never made it to the prisoners.
No, you can't be giving $18 million worth of coke.
Greatest day ever.
That's the opposite of what we should be doing for those people. That's the last thing you want.
Why are these prisoners all...
bouncing off the walls?
Too high to riot, even.
That's a fair question. And those were your top 5 things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. Now that fall is here, try some of their seasonal drinks, including chai tea latte. How about a pumpkin cheesecake latte? It's a pumpkin spice creme brulee and white chocolate. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become a patron today, and you'll have access to specialty shows and patron-only shows, as well as every podcast we've ever done, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Craig Smith is going to be playing there on Thursday night, along with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles at Harrington's Pub.
All right, so Robert Culp wasn't married to anybody we would know of. Diane Cannon is who we're thinking of. I get Diane Cannon and Diane Carroll confused.
Yeah, the names.
Yeah. Now that one you got to give me. Diane Carroll and Diane Cannon.
Was Diane Carroll married to someone famous?
I would think whoever's married to her would be the least famous person. But that's a good question. Diane Carroll was married to... Okay, was Diana Ross married to anybody famous? She was with Gene Simmons for years and years. Diane Cannon was married to Vic Damone, for Christ's sakes.
Well, there you go.
How about that? She was also with David Frost for a number of years. Boy, she's got a type. Vic Damone? You're marvelous. She's still alive, 83 years old. Isn't she just only marvelous? Diane Carroll, you're marvelous. Netflix and Amazon are doubling the amount of original shows that they're doing. There's going to be more and more shows just done on Netflix and on Amazon. Can I just say this? Started watching it last night. You know, I'm a big fan of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I did not realize that they were doing a new season of Rocky and Bullwinkle, but it's
the
on
cartoon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and it's really good.
Huh?
If you like Rocky and Bullwinkle,
like kind of more, it's a little grown bit, up for 2018.
Yeah, it's got more modern sensibilities, but it's very much
2018 references. A lot of
like at one point yesterday, Boris and Natasha are trying to get a pie recipe out of Bullwinkle. And they're posing as TSA agents, and they keep making him go through the detector, and Bullwinkle goes, "I know my rights, and this is profiling, and I've got a really good profile." It's good stuff.
So is this like the longest time in between shows?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since...
Because when did they stop making those?
62, 63.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a couple, two or three generations.
Like your entire lifetime, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good, though. It's the one criticism I have of it, though, I wish they'd kind of stayed with the Rocky and Bullwinkle format and done some other things, because it's just about Rocky and Bullwinkle. Like, they don't have...
Go-Go Gophers?
Well, Go-Go Gophers is Underdog.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, and that's a mistake a lot of people make. You know, today's the anniversary of the day Don Adams died.
Yes, I do know
and
that.
And this bothers me.
Why wouldn't I know that?
This bothers me because...
Hit with a nude bomb.
We were at PetSmart getting something for the cat the other day, and I said
cat
this out
food,
loud.
I'm guessing.
No, as a I think a new litter box, and I said it's a real shame Don Adams never did any advertisements for PetSmart. I mean, it would have written itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now he did do a bunch of ads for,
just like Lou Diamond Phillips being the pitch man for Blue Diamond Almonds.
Why isn't that a thing? How is that not a thing?
That's nuts.
It writes itself. Yeah, the Bullwinkle on Amazon, I give it a... I love it, but like Bullwinkle would then take breaks and you'd get like Fractured Fairy yes. Tales and Aesop and Son.
This is all them all the way
Dudley
through.
Dudley Do-Right and yeah.
And not Go-Go Gophers.
Mr. Peabody. Now, Mr. Peabody's got his own show on Netflix. It gets a little confusing. But yeah, when are they going to bring back Go-Go Gophers? Go-Go Gophers, by the way, super racist. You can't bring back Go-Go Gophers. You've got someone talking...
You can for the right audience.
No. You've got someone talking in that horrible Native American stereotypical way, and then you have the other gopher who is, like, a high-functioning autistic, right? Like, he's some sort of... He's
trying.
He makes noises. It's hard to watch through modern sensibilities. But yeah, Tennessee Tuxedo, Don Adams, died on this date in 2005.
Everything's hard to watch in 2018.
Well, they were lamenting the fact that the ratings for the Emmys were down. Why would you watch Emmys unless you were making the TV show yourself? Other than people who make TV shows, why would you watch the
Are
Emmys?
Are the Emmys typically on at this time of year?
They were on, yeah. They're always on in September.
Who won?
I couldn't tell you. A lot of it was just shows. This is the thing, too.
Shows I don't have access to.
All of the shows that won are shows that are on Netflix and Amazon. So you can't decry the fact that nobody's watching your Emmys when nobody's watching your TV.
Is there something called... I know there's something called Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Is there something called Amazon Prime Time?
Well, it's whenever it works for you. Now, if you're an Amazon Prime person...
I'm not.
Oh, well,
but you should be.
You should be.
You should be through our link at NotYourRadio.com.
That's the way we do it. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. Again, watch Bullwinkle. If you have kids, if you don't have kids, on Amazon, it's really good.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Two locations that James has. The one on 53rd Street in Davenport and the other one at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Having a get together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, this is what we'd like you to do. Mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. And don't forget Capriati's gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. We'll be back tomorrow.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.